You're listening to SBS News.
This modern art museum in the Czech Republic is getting ready to host a special installation. It's unveiling to the public the infamous Pillar of Shame statue on the 33rd anniversary of when Chinese military officials cracked down on pro-democracy protesters in Beijing's Tiananmen Square in 1989. Yen Galshot is the artist.
This is to show, in a way, Hong Kong spirit. So when Hong Kong forbidden to make any ceremony about what happened in inside China and what happened in Hong Kong, then we try to spread it all over the world to make it a ceremony there. So this is the reason I'm here. And I think this is also the reason for making this exhibition. I'm a part of that.
It's not known how many people died, but researchers estimate hundreds and perhaps thousands were killed in or around Tiananmen Square. China has never acknowledged any deaths, and the event remains a taboo topic of discussion in mainland China, whose ruling Communist Party will not be officially commemorating the anniversary. It's a different story in Hong Kong. Each year, residents have gathered to remember Tiananmen Square, lighting candles in the park. But this resident is not sure if the usual commemoration can go ahead.
I think that lighting a candle is very meaningful, but because of the restrictions here at this venue, I don't think that I can light a real candle. The feeling of a real candle is really different. The heat, the smoke, you can smell it.
Authorities have closed down Victoria Park in Hong Kong in a bid to shut down the annual remembrance. Hong Kong government's Leisure and Cultural Services Department announced the temporary closure, which covers the incident's 33rd anniversary. Dozens of police officers have appeared at the park, walking through the football pitches, where every year in past decades, tens of thousands of people have gathered peacefully to remember the suffering of Chinese people in 1989. Hong Kong authorities banned the peaceful gatherings in 2020 and 2021, citing COVID-19, and now most of the organisers of previous peaceful commemorations in Hong Kong are in prison. But some residents are still finding ways to mark the event. BBC is reporting some students at Hong Kong University have been anonymously leaving tiny figurines of a democracy goddess around campus. The original statue was removed from the university last year. It had been a fixture on campus for 11 years, the design inspired by the original democracy symbol held by students at Tiananmen Square in 1989. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.